Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Tropical storm Hillary made historic landfall in the U.S. state of California, inundating regions in the Golden State, including desert towns. A state of emergency has been declared. Reuters correspondent Amon Lee reports that it triggered flash floods in the mountainous and desert areas of the state.
The city of Palm Springs typically gets only around 4.5 inches of rain in a year, and it was forecast the area could get 6 to 10 inches from Hillary.
A bit unprecedented. We've had storms before, but never anything quite this windy and rainy at the same time.
Authorities on Monday declared a state of emergency for much of Southern California, with flash flood warnings in effect.
That is Reuters correspondent Amon Lee. A progressive from outside Guatemala's power structure resoundingly elected as the country's next president Sunday. Despite preliminary results showing a potential landslide for anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo, the attention immediately turned to whether or not he would be allowed to assume power. The current administration is trying to suspend his party's legal status. The presidential race in Ecuador is headed for a runoff in October. Two former lawmakers, Luisa Gonzalez and Daniel Noboa, survived the first round of voting Sunday. The contest darkened by the assassination of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio. Chinese stocks hit a 9-month low and the yen tumbled on Monday as efforts by authorities to revive demand failed to excite investors who are becoming less confident in Beijing's ability to restore momentum in its economy. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden scheduled to visit Hawaii's island of Maui on Monday to visit with wildfire victims and island officials. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Deanne Criswell said on Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden will reassure the people of Lahaina that they will be in control of how they rebuild when he and the First Lady visit the razed Maui community on Monday. President and Dr. Biden plan to visit the historic Hawaiian town and meet with first responders, local officials and victims, and get a firsthand look at the widespread devastation, Criswell told the U.S. television network CNN Sunday. In addition to the people who died, thousands more are still missing. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Netherlands and Denmark announced Sunday they will give F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky was in Denmark this weekend, where Associated Press reporter Mimi Montgomery says he thanked Danish lawmakers for helping his country resist Russia's invasion.
At a news conference in Denmark, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says training of Ukrainian pilots of F-16 fighter jets is already underway. His remarks come as he visits the Netherlands and Denmark to finalize warplane delivery deals. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she hopes the first Danish planes will arrive around the new year. The deals, which should bolster Ukraine's air force in its battle against Russia, are happening after a long-awaited approval by the U.S., allowing the two countries to give Ukraine the American-made jets. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Russia on Monday condemned the decision by Denmark and the Netherlands to donate the F-16s, saying the move would escalate the conflict. The Japanese cabinet will make a decision on Tuesday about the release of treated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea. That information coming from a government minister. India's space agency on Monday released images its spacecraft took of the far side of the moon as it headed for an attempted landing on the lunar South Pole just days after the failure of a Russian lander to do so. The Indian spacecraft had been in a race with Russia to be the first to land on the lunar South Pole, a region whose shadowed craters are thought to contain water, you know, in the form of ice, that could support a future moon settlement. It would be India's second attempt to land there. Their first craft also crashed. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.